You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. Come on, somebody, and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Welcome to Thank You, Jesus. Welcome to church. Amen. Welcome to Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to the throne of grace. The Bible says to come boldly to the throne, and today we are coming boldly. Hallelujah. To the throne. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Listen, before we even go any further, okay? Before we go any further, amen, we gotta give an applause to God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalms 100, let's read it. Amen. Hallelujah. In Psalms 100, the Bible says to make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth, all ye lands. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. So on this day, we are entering in, making a joyful noise. Yes, enter in with your heaviness. Enter in with your to-do list. Enter in with your weights. Enter in with the worries. Enter in with the problems. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Enter in with the cares. Enter in, hallelujah, with the concerns. Enter in with the joys. Enter in with the sadness. Enter in with the depression. Enter in with anything and everything, because God, he is able. Hallelujah. And God, we trust you. Hallelujah. Lord God, we trust you. And Lord God, we're running to you. And Lord God, we're coming to you because we need you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know what this is? You know what this is? This reaction is the Holy Spirit is here. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for abiding as we abide in you today. This is your hour. This is your time. And we praise you, each and every single person that's coming, that's in this, in under the sound of my voice. God, we thank you that you are tending to every need, that you are tending to every care. Oh, I declare that you are blessed coming in. You're blessed coming to the house to thank you, Jesus. Coming to the house to thank you, Jesus. God says you're blessed. Hallelujah. And God, we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Let us slow down to this moment. Come on, y'all. Let us slow down to this moment, because we just be moving and moving and moving and grooving and moving and grooving and moving and grooving. Okay, but let us come to this moment with God. Let us slow down and reverence him. Let us come to the place of respect and awe of Christ Jesus. God, we bow to you. Listen, this ain't no regular talk show talk situation. Come on, there's a lot of we can talk all day long. We can talk, we can call up on the phone, we can talk, amen. We can listen in it to radio and TV and people and talk. I want to talk to Christ. I want to sit and listen to Christ. Come on, somebody. Oh, sometimes we just need to get quiet and sit and listen to what the Lord Almighty, the only living God, is saying. We worship you right now, oh God. We worship you right now, Heavenly Father. We worship you, O God, Abashanda. We worship you. Fill the rooms that we are occupying with your presence. Fill the vehicle with your presence. Fill our homes with your presence. Fill us up, O God, with your presence. Fill us up. Yes, till we overflow, we want to run over. Yes, God, fill us up. Hallelujah. Fill us up with you, oh God. Fill our lives up with you, oh God. Let us come into knowing your presence, oh God, even greater. Hallelujah. Lord God, let you, who is the only living God, become more visible in this day, oh God. The God Yahweh, who's able to do miracles, signs, and wonders. Oh God, we believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The only thing that stops us from seeing is unbelief. Why not believe? Yes, God. Hallelujah. We believe. I make no apologies. I make no apologies for this moment. Let us become ever so sensitive and aware when the Holy Spirit is dwelling with us. Let us become ever so sensitive and aware. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. For God is able. For God is able. I don't care what it is in your life. God is able. Woo-wee! Shatarabokia. Thank you, God. Ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the one we should be worshiping. If we should be worshiping something, amen. Hallelujah. It's the only living God. It's Christ Almighty. If we should be consumed with something, it's the only living God. It's Christ Almighty. Hallelujah. If we should be so familiar in knowing the details of something, it's Christ Almighty, the only living God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If we should be trusting in something, come on. It's the only living God, Christ Almighty. How many know you can put your trust in men? You can put your trust in job. You can put your trust in people. You can put your trust in money. You can put your trust in anything. The only thing that I should be putting my trust in is God, the only living God, Christ Almighty. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If we should be looking in any direction, it should be to our living God, the only living God, Christ Almighty. If we should be waiting on something, it's the only living God, Christ Almighty. Come on, somebody. If we should be giving our attention to anything, it's the only living God, Christ Almighty. If we should be listening to and allow what our listening to allow our listening to dictate us, it's listening to the truth from the only living God, Christ Almighty. Ah, God, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Rebashanda. Hallelujah, Rebigiata. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. If we should be conforming to anything. It's the only living God, Christ Almighty. Yes, God. Ooh. If we should be travailing, come on, in grieving, come on, in worried, in something, in some place, let it be in the only living God, Christ Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he can deliver us from those strong grips. Amen. Yes. Somebody say the only living God, Christ Almighty. Who is real, hallelujah, and alive, hallelujah. Oh, and we need your word, God, on this day. Your word that's sharper than any two-edged sword. Ooh, we thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for the wind right now. We thank you for the refreshing right now. Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's pray. We thank you for the refreshing. Let's praise. Let's give thanks, right? That's what we just read in Psalms 100. Enter in with thanksgiving. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for peace right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For your comfort. We thank you, hallelujah, for your strength. We thank you, hallelujah, yekataraboshia, for your love. We thank you, hallelujah, rebashia taya, for your plan and your way. We thank you for making a way, hallelujah, on this day. Yes, hallelujah. We thank you for your signs and your wonders. We thank you. Come on. Somebody say, oh, I haven't even seen any signs and wonders. Just thank him in advance. Thank him now for the signs and the wonders and the miracles and God moving by his mighty hand is upon us, is upon you, is before you. Come on. This is Bible. Amen. This is truth. We can find in our word scripture. Hallelujah. Moses, he led the children of Israel by his mighty hand. Come on, somebody say his mighty hand. Uh-huh. We're waving to you, God. Ah! Jesus, thou son of David, have a mercy on us. We're waving to you. Why do you wave? Why do we wave? Amen. Hallelujah. We wave high. We wave to get somebody's attention. We wave to let them know our whereabouts. Come on. I'm reminded of, you can be lost and stranded on the island and you see a helicopter or something and you start waving to let them know of your location. Come on. Let us give a wave offering to Christ Jesus on this day. I'm over here, oh God. Hallelujah. Yes, Araboshia. I'm calling to you, oh God. I need you, oh God. I'm desperate for you, oh God. I'm thirsty for you, oh God. I need you to rescue me out of this wilderness place, oh God. I need you to bless me in this place, oh God. I need you to move in my life, oh God. I need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Just some worship. Amen. Just some worship. How many of us know? Okay, maybe just me. Maybe just me. Okay. How many of us know that we can spend more time in worship? I need more worship time. Ooh, that's where the magic is. Uh-huh. I said it. That's where the magic in the worship. That's where the secret things are revealed in the worship. Ooh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I said it last week. I say it again. I'm going to say it all the time. You may just see me. But God, Yahweh, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the angels are in this place on this day. Come on, say, I have divine help. I have divine help. Somebody need to say, I have divine help. I may not see the help, but I got divine help. Yes, Lord. Woo! We got divine help today. You got divine help. Mm-hmm. I hear the Lord. Someone's crying about help, not having enough help, needing help. You got divine help. Ooh, yes, Lord. You got divine help. Excuse me for a second while I speak to my Father. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because we need the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. We need the Holy Spirit. Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 18 as we are worshiping God, as we are fellowshipping, amen, with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes. See, I need the Holy Spirit to interpret and to translate and relate to me what our Father in heaven is saying. Amen. We don't need a man standing on expert. What I need is the expert of experts. Who we need is the King of Kings. Who we need is the Lord of Lords. Who we need is the one who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine. Who we need is the one who speaks life into the dead things. Somebody say resurrecting power. That's who we need. That's who I need. That's who I need. That's who I need. What we need is you, Lord, to breathe your breath of life on us. That's what we need. Come on, somebody. I just heard somebody. I just need to be able to catch my breath. Just be able to rest and relax and just catch my breath to be. Know what we need is for God to breathe his breath of life. Breathe your breath of life on us today, Lord. Breathe your breath of life on us today, Lord God. Ooh, shatarikia. Yes, Lord. Breathe your breath of life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm, I know. Proverbs 18. Ooh, yes, God. We read in verses 20 and 21. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We need to know what the Lord is saying today. What is heaven saying today? What is heaven saying? What is Jesus saying today about me? Come on, somebody say that. What is Jesus saying today about me? What is Jesus saying to me today? I'm excited because the word of the Lord is living. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, and I'm reading out of the King James, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20, let us submit right now before we go any further. I hear the Holy Spirit. Let us submit to this moment. Let us submit to the word. Amen. The Bible says in Romans 12 that we Paul makes an appeal to the Romans. Paul makes an appeal. I'm making an appeal to you today. Let us present our bodies a living sacrifice unto God. Let us present our bodies holy and acceptable. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read it. Yep. Let's get into a submissive position before the word. See that body, see that flesh. For some of us, when we hear that word submit, ooh, that little radar go off. We be feeling a certain type of way when we hear that word. It just reveals that there's some more circumcising the flesh that needs to happen. Amen. Look, check this out. Jesus submitted to the will of God. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Let us be reintroduced to the holy way of submitting. Come on, somebody. That's why we be having issues when we hear that word submit, because it was tainted and dirtied. And we got to renew our minds. Jesus submitted. Oh, I got to submit. Let us submit. See, we want to exalt too much. We got to let's submit. The NRSV of Romans 12:1 reads, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. The Holy Spirit wanted me to point out that your body, holy and acceptable. Come on. Let's stop with beating ourselves up in that self-condemnation and comparing ourselves to the world and then talking bad about ourselves. Come on. Mm-hmm. Present that to God. And let him circumcise that. Let him trim that off. How about that? How about that? How about that? Amen. So let us, what we're doing, what are we doing? The Holy Spirit stopped me in my tracks. Let us submit as we enter this word. Oh, we don't approach the word the same way we approach a novel. We don't approach the word the same way we approach a magazine. Come on, somebody. I don't approach the word, the living word, the spirit-filled word, the same way I approach a newspaper, the same way I approach social media and Google, the same way, hey, even the same way I approach my school books. Come on, somebody! Are you there? Is anybody there? Is anybody there? Whew. Let's get in position at the foot of the cross. Ooh, this is good. This is good. This is good. Yum, 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 yum. Yummy. Let us get in position. Let us humble ourselves to this moment. Let us turn off everything that's happening in the world. Mute out everything that's happening around. Put the thoughts on mute. Come on, that we open ourselves up to this moment. That we are able to discern the will of God, discern what he's saying to us, that we're able to catch the little small, the still small utterances. Like, ooh, I caught that. Write it down. Ooh, I believe, okay. Amen. 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 If somebody's speaking like quiet and you got the music loud, it can be frustrating for you if you're like, wait, what? What you saying? I can't hear you. What you saying? But wisdom. Oh, let me turn it down so I can catch what you're saying. Let me give you this moment. Hello? Hello? Is anybody home? Is anybody home? Is anybody home? Let me give you the... Turn it down! Wait, turn it down for a second. What? So, Heavenly Father, as we come to you, we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, God, which is our spiritual worship, which is our reasonable service. We repent as we're coming in. We repent of our sins, those known and unknown. God, we thank you that you are a forgiver. You hear that? Somebody needs to hear that. That you are a forgiver. That you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. You hear that? Somebody needs to hear that. You are a rewarder. And as we enter your word, as we are in your presence, as we are abiding in you, we thank you. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that not only will your children who are hearing are under the sound of my voice, not only will they hear my voice, but they will hear your voice. And in fact, that they will hear your voice over my voice. And that they will see you in this season of their lives, and that they will feel you. And they will come into a greater intimacy, that we all will come into a greater intimacy with you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. Proverbs 18, verse 20 and 21. The Bible reads, "A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled." Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Can I read it one more time, please? May we read it one more time? A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. Somebody say, the fruit of my mouth. What kind of fruit is your mouth producing? Hello? Sweet fruit, bitter fruit. Come on, somebody. Juicy fruit, sour fruit. Come on, somebody. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Both. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. On this day, God says lip service. He has us checking in to our lip service. Is your lips of service to you or of hindrance to you? Somebody, hello? Ooh, what kind of service do you offer with your lips? What kind of service do you offer to yourself? Come on, somebody. What type of service do you offer others? Come on, somebody. I hear the Holy Spirit even right now that when we connect to Christ in that, when as we abide in Christ, come on, then we begin speaking not our words, but Christ's words. We begin speaking truth. Amen. Hallelujah. In the face of lies. What do you mean, Pastor Mika? Hallelujah. What do you mean? You can be staring at the lie of lack, and the lack can be speaking to you and telling you that it's going to be like this for the rest of your life. You can be looking at failure and say, oh, this is it. So give up. But my Father, hallelujah, your Father, hallelujah, our Father who art in heaven, amen, hallelujah. He speaks to those things that are not as though they are. In Romans 4, it reveals to us, Paul reveals to us that God, let's turn to it. Why? So you know that I'm not making this up. Come on, somebody. We say lip service. I'm speaking truth, even in the face of what my circumstances say, even in the face of what my situations say, even in the face of what people say, even in the face of what feelings say, I'm as I connect to God, he begins giving me truth, and that's what I speak. And then guess what? Because the Bible says that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit of. Then what's going to happen is I start eating that fruit, and I start eating it with my eyes. Hello, I see. I can see clearly now. Mm-hmm. Hello, I start handling fruit. Come on, producing fruit. Come on, the works of my hand was blessed. Come on, I start feeling, and then my feelings begin eating on that fruit. Jesus, I know we're going to Romans 4. I know. Mm-hmm. Romans 4. Hallelujah. 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 Look. Verse 17. The part B of that. No, let's just read the whole thing. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Yes, I'm reminded that he spoke to Abraham the truth of what it, he spoke to Abram the truth of what it was before Abram saw Abraham. Come on, somebody. Before Abram saw the father of many nations, God said that you will have a son. Somebody say it don't matter what it looks like for me to speak the truth. It doesn't matter what it looks like for me to speak Jesus' truth. It doesn't matter what it feels like for me to speak Jesus' truth. Come on. Jesus, give us your truth today. Hallelujah. Reveal to us how we need to change our lip service. Reveal to us in ways that we got to change our lip service. Did I ask you? Does your lip service do you good, or does your lip service do you harm? Does your lip service do others good, or does your lip service do others harm? Okay, these are just check-in questions. Amen. That you can become aware of to now become cognizant of the words that are coming out of your mouth. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit says, who and what are you talking about? Who or what are you talking about? Amen. Yes, Lord. Who are you talking with? Amen. Somebody. Hello. Come on, we can spend a lot of time talking on dead stuff. Stuff that don't that won't contribute to anything, that don't produce any type of life or any type of fruit. Or we can put our mouth on some life stuff so that we can see life penetrate the dead things. I'm speaking life in my home. I'm speaking life in my body. I'm speaking life in my job. I'm speaking life, amen, in my life. The Holy Spirit also says, as we pose that question of who am I talking to or what am I talking about? Come on. How about we spend less time talking about what the problem is and start spending more time talking about the problem solver? Come on. So that fruit can start producing in us a fruit of joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Somebody, fruit of energy. And listen, I'm hearing the Holy Spirit that when you spend time speaking on dead stuff, and then that also contributes to you being tired and you being worn down. Cause it's producing fruit and feeling a weight. Because it's producing fruit. But let's start spending more time speaking about Jesus and what he's able to do, and maybe a little bit less time on what we are able to do, and more time about how Jesus is a way maker and makes ways out of no ways, and a little bit less time on the no way that we may see in the natural. And let's start familiarizing ourselves with the Holy Bible and the Word, amen, so that we can become more familiar of what Jesus who Jesus is and what he's able to do in the midst of storms. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody, I'm reminded of Peter. Let's look at Peter and see how he spoke. How he spoke in the midst of a storm. Because the Holy Spirit says, how are we speaking in the midst of the storm? How are we speaking in the midst of a storm? How are we speaking in the midst of our financial storm? How are we speaking in the midst of our relational storms? How are we speaking in the midst of physical storms? And how are we speaking in the midst of occupational storms? And how are we speaking in the midst of mental storms? Amen. And where are we directing that to? Because there's also a thing where God wants you to bring. He doesn't want us to have this artificial relationship with him, or where we think we got to be perfect, but he wants us to bring the weights that we're having and carrying and express that to him, and then allow him, amen, to write on your tongue and write on your heart a truth and rewrite and erase. Ah, yes, Lord. And erase some thoughts and erase some verbiage and erase some of what people said and erase some of what past said and erase some of that and then rewrite. Come on. Y'all know in editing, they're in the process of writing and there's an editing process. Come on, you got to erase. You got to be willing to let some stuff go to receive the new and to receive the greater. Come on, somebody. Let God erase. Let God do it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Let's look at what Peter said. Matthew 14:28. Matthew 14:28. That's my elevator music while we turn to it. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read. You know what? I'm gonna start at verse 24. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, I'm renewing my mind right now. I can't come to the phone right now because I'm renewing my mind so that I'm transformed. Hallelujah. All right. Matthew 14, we're going to start it. Verse 24. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Come on, somebody. Tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And this is not a small storm either. The ship was being tossed with waves. This is not a light thing either. Come on, who's dealing with stuff that's not a light thing? That's a heavy thing. That's a impossible thing. Come on. Come on. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea, walking in the midst of the storm. Come on, Jesus is on his way to you. Yee. Come on, Jesus is on. I hear the Holy Spirit. The blessing is on its way to you. The healing is coming upon you. The answer is on its way to you. Okay? The solution. Okay? Did y'all hear me? Uh-huh. If you're watching, amen, hallelujah, I did this little gesture, amen, and then, for those who are just only listening, amen, I did this gesture that's saying, on its way to you. And then I did the gesture without the words. And it reminds me of the Holy Spirit. That's why we got to be in intimacy with Christ Jesus, because he can be telling you something, but you don't hear it and you see it. Come on. That's called relationship. When you're in intimate relationship, good relationship with someone, they can be across the room and they can tell you something. You be like, oh, excuse me, I got to go now. And they ain't even say a word to everybody else. Jesus speaking a word directly to you. Everybody else don't hear it. So this is sidebar. So step out on the word sidebar. Stop looking for everybody else to hear, agree, applaud you on the way. He only told you. Okay. Ooh. All right. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. God is saying that to some of us today. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Be not afraid of what you see, hear, smell. Be not afraid of what's making you afraid. For I am here. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, look at how Peter is speaking in the midst of the storm. Because now Peter's eyes are locked on Jesus, not the storm. The storm is still there, y'all. Come on. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Come on, God walking on his word, following his word, speaking his word, agreeing with him, echoing, having a lip service of simply echoing what our father said, what my father said. Put you in a place of miracles, put you in a place of signs, put you in a place of wonders, put you in a place of the impossible being possible, put you in a place of the supernatural, put you in a place of troubles washed away, put you in a place of deliverance, put you in a place of peace of mind. Hallelujah. As God says, what type of lip service do you provide? Are you providing encouraging lip service, love lip service, peace lip service. God says sometimes silence is the best lip service. Put some silence on it. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes, oh, with all the feelings of having, sometimes you just need to get in a silent place with God. Trust me, the Holy Spirit is able to understand and articulate even your silence. Sometimes we just need to get into the silent place and stop all the talking, because none of the talking is being a disservice to us. Amen, somebody. God says, the Holy Spirit says, is your lip service that of fear or faith? Is your lip service that of famine or flourish? Is your lip service that of frustration or fervent prayer? And even if it is at that place of fear or famine or frustration, even if it is, now we know. Let me take that and run to Christ. Let me take that and run to God, who can do something and do something with it and perform surgery in these areas that I'm producing dead fruit in my life and I unknowingly. Come on. Oh, yes, Lord. Is your lip service producing frustration or fervent prayer? Y'all, we got 5 minutes. Come on. I want to turn to James 5. Hello. Thank you, Jesus. Because it said frustration or fervent prayer. It is time for us to be in a place of fervent prayer. Let's look at fervent prayer through scripture. The Bible says, James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let's look at Elijah. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. Elijah, human, just like we are. For those of you don't know who Elijah is, you go to 1 Kings and you meet the prophet, the man of God, Elijah. Amen. And he prayed earnestly. He prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by space of 3 years and 6 months. Amen. Amen. Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 18 and let's look at this Elijah, the man of God, Elijah 18. Come on. Somebody say, you could do it, Pastor Miko. You could do it. You got 3 minutes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 18. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab, there was a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, and he put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. Listen, Elijah said, there's a sound of abundance of rain, but it was not even seen yet. Come on, somebody. That's just revealing to us in this time that just because you don't see it, you can hear it. But the hearing comes from the speakers of heaven. Amen. Let's stay in this place of being with God, that we are echoing. We are simply, all I'm doing is echoing what I'm hearing. And we shall see. And you shall see. And you shall see God's promises come to pass in your life. And you shall see that this is not the final, but it's actually just the beginning. And you shall see good things. And you shall see a turnaround. And you shall see the fruit of good, the fruit of peace, the fruit of love. And you shall see the fruit of miracles, signs, and wonders. Yes, this is what my lips are speaking, miracles, signs, and wonders. And I shall see. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. In verse 46, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. We have to put our head between our knees. Amen. And don't look up. If we're looking and that's coloring the way we talk, then we need to put our head back down between our knees until we are changed and transformed in our lip service. Amen, somebody. That may we have the lip service of God's miracles, signs, and wonders. May we have the lip service of God is able to do all things. May we have the lip service of that of God resurrecting, amen, his resurrecting power. May we have the lip service of Yahweh who raised Jesus, amen, hallelujah, on the third day. May we have the lip service of good fruit in this season. God is blessing you beyond measure. May you be blessed exceeding abundantly above all we can ever ask, think, or imagine. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, 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 and thank you, Jesus!
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.